Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Morning, folks. John Potter with Jay Biggs each and every Saturday morning, totally live and totally local, 9 to noon at 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk.
That's right, John. It is like totally live and totally local here this morning.
And sometimes not so totally, but we're
very
awake.
431 Mount Rose Highway, 580, short stint between Washoe City here and the Virginia City Highlands area, and on 395, also 89 north of Truckee and 80 between Boca and Emigrant Gap. Still with chain and snow tie requirements this morning. All other areas, 050 has been dropped finally between South Lake and Carson City. There is still on 207, though. Kingsbury grade, you are seeing the chain and snows, but that's pretty much it. So that's some good news. South of Minden, we're still.
It was a beautiful sight at sunrise, seeing that snowfall. I'll tell you that. With us is Sherry Griffin, Northern Nevada Math Club. Yes, we have a math club. And do kids still compute on their own like they used to?
So with us, they do. We do not allow calculators in any of our math competitions. We want them thinking and problem solving.
Are they allowed to have cell phones?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. And no smartwatches either. Okay.
Because I think in schools, they can have their phones with them. And that, how do you learn math if the phone does it for you?
You don't. It's the same thing like with calculators. And there's places for calculators. There are legitimate learning opportunities with them. But for the most part, kids are using them way too much and relying on them.
That's right.
I got to tell you, during the pandemic, I hate to say this, but I don't know if my kids learned anything because they were literally just online swapping answers between friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like doing a course and doing. So you know, this is I look at stuff like this, like when you get an opportunity to actually go out and learn and you're forced to put down your phone and all that alternative, you know, ways of learning. That you can actually learn something, and this is kind of a good way to get kicked back into learning the correct way instead of being in this, which a lot of kids unfortunately are in this state. They're still in that mode of COVID, you know, where it's like we're learning from home or we're just kind of doing minimal. This is a good chance to maybe do more.
The majority of kids, I gotta say, hate math, right? The majority I'm talking about. Which brings me to how do you make it fun to learn?
So I think the majority of kids actually look at it similar as math, as gym class, right? You have those kids who loved gym, right? They're all out, like that's their thing. And there's some kids who hate gym, but most kids, it's gym class. They don't care. At the end of the year, they'd had gym and they move on. They don't think about it again. And if you take those kids from that gym class and you put them on an intramural team, now they make more of an effort and they try more. They're a little bit more interested. And you put them on a team representing their school and they go out and are in a real competition. Mm-hmm. And now they get all in. And now they take the risk. Now they're willing to see what do they know, what do they not learn from it. And math is the same way.
Why do you love math?
I love math. I grew up thinking like whatever. It was gym class to me. I was good at it, but I didn't really care. It was when my kids started really getting into math. And honestly, what happened was my son was taking an online class and he couldn't type fast enough for his answers to get selected from the instructor to get put up on the board with everybody. And so he asked me to type for him. And I'm typing and I'm finally paying attention. And they're talking about things like chicken nugget theorem and this sort of thing. And I'm like, what is this? And why didn't I ever see anything like this? And my kids continued into competition math. And I wanted my daughter to have an opportunity that my son had access to. I wanted to make sure that it was open. And as I started getting involved in doing that and all of that, I've just seen so many new things and so much I didn't get to see it in school, but that you can do. I mean, competition math through high school doesn't go into calculus. It doesn't go beyond trig unless you're taking a very specialized contest. It goes very sideways into number theory and stuff. And it's just cool to see what you can do.
How good are the schools, how are the public schools serving math education in your opinion?
How
good of a job are the schools doing teaching math? Now you're making a face.
I am making a face.
Well, it's Nevada, and we're ranked where?
Well, but here's the thing. Nevada Tomorrow, if you go to nevadatomorrow.com, the 2021 scores fourth graders, only 37.1% of them were proficient in math. The year prior, it was 45.5%. And then the eighth graders in 2021 were only 23.6% proficient, and it was 35.1 the year before. So if you take those numbers, right, you're looking at less than, or looking at more than 70% of kids in eighth grade who are not proficient in math, and they're going to go into high school. And how are they going to catch up?
What are they doing wrong? These schools or parents or what?
Well, I think
that's alarming.
I think there's several things going on. One, kids don't see math at home anymore. There's very little cooking at home, very little using recipes. You don't double recipes anymore. I've heard teachers say that when we got rid of when we started using those individual size snacks, that reduced fraction understanding.
Wow.
Because it used to be mom would give you a cupcake or something, you had to cut it in half, and your sibling got to choose first. So you learned how to cut half, right? Because you wanted to maximize how much you were going to get, because you knew your sibling was going to take whichever was bigger. Right? Mm-hmm. But now it's individual size packets. There is no splitting. So kids don't see those fractions. So we start young and we're not having those math opportunities at home. But then in school, there's a couple things. One, we expect everybody to learn the same way. And that's really hard. You would never take 100 7-year-olds and make them all wear the same size shirt and shoes, but we act as if their brains all develop at the same rate and in the same way. We ask teachers who aren't comfortable with math to teach math. They have their own math phobia, and then they are in there trying to teach this to kids, and they're afraid of it, so they can only teach it the way it is in the book.
But they welcome your interaction with them, don't they, the teachers or the schools?
So we've started doing family math nights, and now mm-hmm. now we're getting a lot of traction. But it is really hard when we do the math competition part of it. Some schools don't get it at all. We've had teachers actively discourage their high schoolers from participating in math competitions. And we've seen a number of teachers who won't let their kids know about the competition or don't want to encourage them because they're afraid they won't win. And I'm like, but you don't wait until you have a winning football team to start a football team.
Right.
You develop that.
Like, it's not fair to them that other students won't pick it up as fast, so they're not going to allow them in any kind of competition. Yeah. Or
and it's just a really, really weird dynamic. I've also seen the biggest difference I've seen between our low-income schools and our affluent schools is that the affluent teachers take the curriculum core, and they see that as the floor of what those kids are going to learn. They need to learn above that. And a lot of the low-income teachers are looking at that as the ceiling of what those kids are going to learn that year. So they don't get encouraged and pushed to do as much. But a lot of that has to do with how much parent support do they have at home.
Today is your math dodgeball tournament, 1-4 today at the Reno Sports Dome. That's between Sutro and Valley Road. What is math dodgeball?
Oh, it's not math dodgeball. It's just a dodgeball tournament that we do as a fundraiser. Yeah. So it's just... It's the first fundraiser we've ever done was a dodgeball tournament. My husband started it a number of years ago, and so we kind of keep it more out of tradition.
I'm glad you said that, because John was going to show up in those like 1970s basketball shorts and the sweatband. And
well, he can still do that.
Well, that would be funny.
And you got coming up, Math Rocks
yes.
is an event, and you have a Night of Pi coming up. Pi, P-I.
I love that. We need to
talk
about that.
That's going to be on 3/11, which is Pi, March 11th.
Well, it's actually March 14th. 3.14 is actual Pi.
I told you I was bad at math.
Originally we started this, it was on March 14th, and I was diehard. We are never going to move it. It is always going to be on March 14th, no matter what. And then it fell on a Tuesday during spring break one year, and I was like, well, maybe not. So we moved it to the Saturday to make it a little bit.
Who's playing in the dodgeball tournament?
So there's a number of corporate teams that are playing in there and some friend teams. So it is an adult dodgeball, and it's just a way for members of the community to be involved and to help us spread the word out through another group of people who may not naturally go, oh, there's a math contest for kids. Let me get my kids involved. But it lets them kind of start getting to know us and realize that, you know, we are real people and we're not all wearing pocket protectors and all that kind of good stuff.
I used slide rules. I mean, I was in school before calculators, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you remember when they said you're not always going to have a calculator with you.
You could buy like a $300 Texas Instrument calculator because when they first came out, that's how much they used to cost.
They're
like the VCR.
Yeah, they're still like $130.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah. I had to buy several when my kids were going through school.
Can you not do the same thing on your cell phone or with Google?
Yeah.
Well, there's some things that you probably could do, but when you're in a classroom, they're not going to let you use them because you could just Google answers as opposed to actually having to at least do. And it's usually more with graphing and stuff like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, so we got some big events coming up. One of the Night of Pi, though, that's going to be a fundraiser. And you can actually go and purchase tickets online. And it's at anightofpi.rsvpi.com. And that's two tickets includes, or I'm sorry, it's $80 per person, includes two drinks. And that's the event on Saturday, March 11th from 6 to 9. And our own John Potter, from what I understand, is going to be hosting that event, correct?
Yes.
That's right. So if you'd like to meet John from Live and Local, John and Jay, come on out there. Throw a math question at him.
Don't ask me to calculate anything. But Sherry, thanks for coming out. Yeah.
I wish that, though, too, the easier site to find the Night of Pi is nnvmath.org/pi. And then you can click the button and go there if you're interested in our math competitions. All the next one is on March 4th for grades 1 through 12. And you can go to nnvmath.org and you can find all that there as well.
That Night of Pi is going to happen at Pi Zons, too. And it's 6550 Longley Lane. And they have got delicious Italian food.
Yeah, so the food is going to be fantastic, and so we're excited about that.
All right, Sherry, 83 times 4, what's the answer?
83 times 4 is going to be 240 plus 12, so 252.
Listen to that. Oh, my gosh. Sherry, thanks for coming out, and good luck on the dodgeball tournament today, which everybody is invited to attend.
Yes.
At the Reno Sports Dome.
Thank you so much.
And you don't have to show up dressed like John Mike.
He's picking on me.
No. It's Live and Local next. Right here, we've got, oh my gosh, the voice of the Giants. Mike Kuko is going to be with us. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox News and Live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
It is Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk, and in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3. And folks, we have been teasing it all morning long, and it is now time to bring on the voice of the Giants, who are going to be now, this is kind of breaking news here, they're going to be on KCMY AM 1300 and 102.5 FM right here in the Reno Sparks Metro and surrounding areas. Good morning, Mike Kruko, and welcome to Live and Local.
Yeah, John, Jay, thanks for having me on. This is pretty exciting. It's I got to tell you, my wife and I, we moved up here in 2014. So, you know, this is our ninth year up here in Reno. And about 2 years into it, the Giants radio disappeared. So everywhere I've been going for about the last 5 or 6 years, Costco, Whole Foods, wherever I'm at, people walk up to me and go, hey, can you please get radio back up here? There's a lot of Giants fans. And we don't have radio. Right. And now, I mean, thanks to KCMY 1300 and 102.5 FM, it's coming back. So we're all fired up. So I have this huge monkey off my back.
There you go. Now you won't get harassed and accosted by everybody in the store. But you know what? We've got you back, and it's great. You know, I actually used to be involved with one of the old Giants affiliates here in town. So I know exactly what you're talking about when folks say, we want our Giants, because it is. It's kind of Giants country. It's kind of Oakland Athletics country as well. And we're heavy on the Aces, obviously, here. But you are the voice of the Giants here. And so tell us, how did that come to be? I mean, obviously, you're not from Reno. You said you moved here 9 years ago. Are you from San Francisco originally? Is that how you got the gig out there?
No, I mean, I'm from Southern California, and you know, I was raised at a time where the only games that we got in the 60s were on television were the games between the Giants and the Dodgers. Now, being from Los Angeles, I was a Vin Scully zealot, and I rooted for the Dodgers. And then when I got drafted in 1973 by the Cubs, I played 9 years in their organization, 1 year with the Phillies, and then in 1982, I got traded to the Giants, and I came back to California, and then I got a chance to play in that great rivalry between the Dodgers and the Giants for 7 years. And then when I retired as a player in 1989 and 1990, I started broadcasting. I mean, it was only 14 games to begin with, and then after 3 years, I was doing 162. And I've been doing it
ever since. That's a nice transition. That's a beautiful transition. Because, I mean, you knew the game, obviously, from playing it. So, and to be a broadcaster, you know the game in and out. So it's kind of a natural transition, knowing it so well. Let me ask you this, just because I do voice work myself. Do you like it better doing what you're doing now, or did you like playing better?
No. Playing's the deal. I mean, but look, I hit the lottery twice. I played for 17 years. Being a broadcaster, and this is like my 34th year. What, I started in 90? Yeah, it's going to be our 34th season. So it's the big leagues without the pain. So it's almost as good as being a player. And it's when I started doing this, my partner, Hank Greenwald, he told Dwayne Kuiper, who was also a ball player, you know, two young broadcasters now, he said, you guys, if you're going to do this, you have to know that people are going to remember you for being a broadcaster and not as a player. You have to be okay with that. And I really didn't think much of it, but that is what has happened now. You know, a lot of people don't know that I ever even played. I've been broadcasting for so long.
Mike, let's talk about the team here. What is different this year for the Giants? Why do we have a big hope that this is going to be a winning season for them?
Well, I mean, they have a strong nucleus of the team in 2021 that won 107 games. That's an all-time franchise record. The Giants have been around for 100. This will be their 141st season. So, I mean, that was an accomplishment. Last year they finished 500. Everybody was disappointed. But why you should be optimistic about this club this year is because they have a lot of people who missed last season because of injuries. They're healthy. They're back. And the off-season acquisitions that they've added to the rotation and to their outfield, they've got six guys that they brought in, and five of them they've been all-stars. And now they're going to be part of this 2023 Giants team. So, you know, a lot was said this off-season about the Giants that was negative in that they didn't sign Aaron Judge, who was one of the premier free agents available. They weren't able to finish the deal with Carlos Correa, who was another premier free agent. But what they did accomplish was they really added great established veteran talent to this club. So, you know, people just had a hard time getting past not being able to sign Aaron Judge, that they didn't really recognize that they picked up Mitch Haniger, they picked up Michael Conforto, they picked up Sean Manaea, they picked up Ross Stripling, and they picked up Taylor Rogers. These are all really good players. So the Giants and Brandon Crawford, who is their all-star shortstop, who has played 13 years with the Giants, he said just a couple weeks ago at the Giants Fan Fest, that he feels stronger about this team coming into 2023 than he did about the 2021 Giant team that won 107 games. So to me, that's optimism.
Okay. We're on the phone with Mike Krukow, the Giants pregame and postgame announcer. Pro baseball is coming up, and the Giants games are going to be broadcast live on KCMY. That's AM 1300 and 102.5 FM. So they're going to be a contender this season, from what you're saying. And that's great, because the great history of this team, how many years ago was it when they were going around with the trophy and showing it off in Reno? Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, it started in 2010 when they won their first world championship as a San Francisco Giant. Then they repeated it 2 years later, 2012. And then they did it 2 years later in 2014. So we had three world championships within 5 years. And the thing about winning a world championship is once you do it, your team, your fan base expects you to do it every year. And I expect this team to get back to the playoffs this year, and I do expect them to contend for another world championship.
Cool.
Well, at least my Chiefs are doing it in football. I'll say that much this year. All right. Well, Mike, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on, sir, and we'd love to actually have you here in the studio when you get a chance sometime. And I think it's really cool that you're, you know, local and Reno resident here. And
what, do you commute to do the games there, Mike?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, I mean, baseball is a 162-game schedule. I am going to do 103 games. So when I leave March 15th, I'll go down for a month, but then there'll be a week or 10 days where the team goes back east and they'll be on a road trip, or I'll come back up to Reno. So I get back to Reno at least once a month for a period of 7 to 10 days. So I still get back home.
All right. When's the first game?
Our first game is at the end of March. I think it's March. Oh gosh,
March 30th.
Coming up.
Yeah, there you go. March 30th. I know. It's coming up. In fact, the team, the Super Bowl is tomorrow, and then the Giants team starts to get back to Scottsdale, their spring training facility, March 16th. So it's all starting, or February 16th, I beg your pardon. So it's all starting to happen. Baseball is just a week away.
Yeah. Just a FYI, everybody, awesome. We start here on KCMY AM 1300 and 102.5 FM. We're carrying the 15 preseason games starting on February 25th.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you're going to get baseball even before then.
Nice. Pleasure talking to you, Mike. And wow, let's hope for a big season for the Giants this season. That's going to be great. Appreciate you talking to us.
Well, that's the plan, and we're just happy that everybody in Reno is going to be able to hear it this year. Thanks to you guys.
That's right. All right. So for sure, folks, you're going to be able to check out the Giants right here on, of course, KCMY AM 1300 and 102.5 FM, which are all part of the Evans Broadcast Cluster involved here with KKFT and 99.1. So, all right, folks, we're going to be right back. We've got some Valentine's food trucking to talk about here with Corey White on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's John Potter with Jay Biggs. Northern Envy Food Truck is going to be at the... I'm asking folks, where are you going to see the game, the Super Bowl? Northern Envy Food Truck is going to be at the Reno Experience District, which is the old Park Lane Mall, set up in front of the movie theater in the parking lot. And the game is going to be broadcast on a huge TV screen out there. And... That's one big event to watch the Super Bowl at.
Well, it is, but I mean, now if you've never been to the Red District, though, they have the huge. Now Corey White's with us here. He's the owner of Northern Envy Food Truck. Now, so they have like a 50-foot screen that's out there year round. So this is like going to be a complete just party, basically.
Correct. Yeah, they're asking everybody bring your long chairs, just hang out there for the day. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. So. You know, you can come out and enjoy the festivities. We're going to be down there from noon till 4, so we're not going to be down there the whole entire game or anything. But
are you the only food truck that's going to be there?
I think there's a couple of us that are hanging out down there. I've heard of a sweets truck, things like that, that are going to be down there.
Your truck, anything special you're going to be serving at the Super Bowl party?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're bringing out wings this time. I mean, wings go with the Super Bowl great, and so we have wings on our truck, and we have some good specials.
Is there any special flavors you're going to do with the wings?
Well, I traditionally, I do my four different flavors, which I call Tiger Stripe, which is a way of Buffalo Ranch. Oishi, which is like a teriyaki garlic. OBQ, which is our honey barbecue. And then last but not least is our Fuego Azul, which is really, really hot sauce with some blue cheese. So
really, really hot sauce. With yeah. Some, okay.
like how gourmet can a food truck get?
Oh, very, actually. I mean, have you ever gone to a food truck Friday, John?
It's popular, I know, and it's so popular for you, Corey, that you're taking over a downtown bar 4 days of the week now.
Correct. Yeah,
we're like residencing. In charge and managing and...
Well, you know, we're residencing there at the Stick 4 nights a week. We're going to be down there Monday through Thursday, and I mean, if you don't know, the Stick is located down on 95 North Sierra Street.
It's literally the closest place to eat, I believe, to the courthouse, right?
Courthouse, and I mean, we're attached to the movie theater as well, so
literally
we're a great place to come and have a bite before you go to the movies at night, too. So
yeah.
So the deals at the Stick, when you're in charge, and what are those 4 days of the week?
All right, so Monday through Thursday, Monday night, we have our Quesabirria Taco Night, where we have specials on Quesabirria tacos. That's traditionally not on my menu, but I'm partnering with one of our friends that are down at the Reno Public Market, Fuego Street Tacos, and they're hooking me up with their recipe.
Oh, nice!
And we're running that on Monday nights, and then Tuesday nights we have our steak night. You can either get it's an 8 ounce filet mignon, and we serve it with either French fries or atop a salad. And our salad is amazing. It has this toasted sesame dressing that's just to die for. So
you got my mouth watering already. Thanks.
And then Wednesday nights are wings nights. That's where we have our deals on wings. And then Thursday nights we have egg rolls, which we have like about four different egg rolls on our lineup right now. So
tonight, hams in a shot for $7.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, that is tonight. So, yeah, what is going on at the Stick? You got UFC, right?
Well, yeah, UFC tonight at the Stick. You know, it's UFC 284. They're going to have a couple little specials where they have a beer and a shot together for $7. Doors open. You know, you got to pay at the door there. Unfortunately, it's first come first serve. It's going to be $10 tonight. But you know, the main card has some really good fights on it tonight. So, it's the place to be tonight.
You have
for
big
sure.
plans for what is. Galentine's
Day. Oh yeah,
what
is
that?
Interesting.
All right, so Valentine's Day is Tuesday coming up here, and we have a really good special. I mean, I call it the best deal in town. It's you know, two of those filet mignon dinners along with a bottle of wine. It's going to be a bottle of Bonanza Cabernet Sauvignon, and they're going to be we're going to be serving that out at $70 per couple. So I mean, Galentine's is I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but
I'm always the last to hear.
Yeah,
you
I mean, you know,
that
it's
song,
it's
Taylor Swift's new song, right?
No, not Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus.
Or Miley Cyrus. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So I mean, she came up with this song like she can buy her own flowers, right? And so the idea is that there's gonna be packs of ladies running around on Valentine's Day that don't need a guy to take them out and stuff like that. So it's so
what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them.
How can you? Join in on that. That's...
I mean, it's I'm joining in on it because I, you know, the bottom line is that you got to take care of everybody. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. So.
True that.
That's anti-guy though.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, they're strong-willed women, and we gotta be on their side too. You know,
John, are you saying maybe we should go?
Are you saying
Wednesday?
We're useless on Valentine's Day? No, come on, Galentine's Day.
Could there be a Boyentine's Day? That's me and John going together because our ladies are so upset with us.
So this is an event for ladies to come out.
Not only for ladies. We're inviting both couples and ladies. I mean, right now my schedule or my booking is about half full right now.
Okay.
So I mean, I would love for people to call in today. My number is 775-437-2818. Give me a call today if you'd like to book your reservation with us on Tuesday night. We have bookings opening from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. So.
Okay, this is all the Stick.
Correct.
Because you need a lot more space, as popular as you've gotten.
Well,
and the Stick is billed as the only San Francisco-themed sports bar in the Reno area.
Yeah, you guys just had Mike Krokow here on just a moment ago. And, yeah, I mean, we are – the Stick is the only San Francisco themed sports bar in Reno. So it's a great place to come catch those Giants games. You know, the 49ers games this year were insane there. It was packed house.
It's a cool atmosphere there. You guys have some booths, you have you have TVs all over.
Correct.
There's a huge selection. In fact, the insane tequila.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, there's just an insane tequila and whiskey selection there. I mean, the selection that Ross has put together there there's no way to describe it. I mean, he has like 100 different options of each one. It's
right.
Insane.
Right.
So
well, and you guys have drink specials as well, each and every day. So do you have a happy hour?
Happy hour technically is from 4 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, but Monday's happy hour all day. So
really,
yeah, come down for happy hour on Mondays.
Makes me happy to hear. Once again, okay. So what's the address there?
The address there is 95 North Sierra Street and Suite 101. It's going to be literally on Sierra Street, right next to the movie theaters, guys.
And so the big thing though, Valentine's Day, obviously, it's the two steak dinners, $70, best deal in Reno, guys. Hello, if you haven't made plans yet.
Give us a
call.
There
you go. Yeah, and what's that number one more time? So
it is 775-437-2818, guys.
All right, and Northern Envy Food Truck, even if it's not at the Stick, if you see it out there somewhere, maybe at the Red District for the Super Bowl or any of those other places like the Aviation that we were talking about when you were on with us back in September,
mm-hmm.
That was going on down in Gardnerville and Minden area. So he is out and about, folks, so make sure you go and check him out. You're also on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, right?
Correct. We also have a website as well if you want to just come see us, our menu and everything. It's www.northernenvy.com.
Awesome. All right, Corey White, thank you so much, sir, for coming on again this morning with us. And hopefully folks go out to the stick, have a great Valentine's Day, and we are going to be right back here to wrap up the show this morning on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning from 9 to noon, right here. Getting some texts?
I'm actually texting Richard from Bite Me Food Truck, who was on with us a while back, and then Corey just reminded me it's his birthday. So,
boy, your search for free food never ends.
Well, I got to keep the gas tank to the love machine full.
Man, I tell you. I've never been this fat. I get you, man.
Is this all my fault? Is this because I keep inviting people to have food?
You and my wife's. What a cook she is.
My gosh. I can imagine. What is your wife's specialty dish? There's got to be something that you crave that she cooks.
She makes things I've never heard of. Now, I do a good big salad. That's about it. I can't even do spaghetti.
What?
Right. Of course, I live with this food expert.
You make
tells me.
Grilled cheese?
Oh, she does it all. Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, we had a nice blanket of snow this morning. Now it's melting away.
It is, and to just show that, I can guarantee you that your drive is going to be a lot better than when we first started talking this morning. Now, as far as instance, Highway 50 at Lakeway, it's going to be up state line area. Injury accident going on there. Carson, South Carson at Eau Claire Creek, there's an accident as well. But luckily, that's going to be it for Northern Nevada. Now, CHP, they at least at this point have things under control over there as the chain and snow tie requirements are completely dropped on 80. If you want to go over towards Northern California, Sacramento right now, you're all good. They just remain right now on 89 north of Truckee, 88 going south of Gardnerville. But they have been completely alleviated from the 431, 341, I-80, 580, and 50 up towards the lake. So everything's smooth sailing right now. So that's good. But we do need to talk about this because obviously our simulcast station 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley, we are the stick out there. And we have got some great news for you. I broke the news yesterday and Dot said they're going to start letting folks through during commute hours 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. this coming Monday, the 13th. Mm-hmm. So Wilson Canyon, where it was closed off on the 208 south of Urington, north of Smith, you'll be able to get through from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. and then again from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Why? Is there still a lot of snow?
No. There's a huge rock slide through there, and it's unstable, okay. So they've only got it to one lane. You're going to have flaggers out there. And they're advising folks to try to not go through there and if you don't need to, because you don't want to plug up traffic, because it is going to be one lane with a flagger doing escorts.
Is that a popular route?
Well, it's the only route between Smith and Mason Valley. Mm-hmm. Urington's on the north side and Smith's on the south side. And if you want to go to Smith, you have to go through the 208 Wilson Canyon there. And so basically their route's been
shut off. I guess that's where I drove when I was driving around showing my wife rural Nevada.
Yeah, that would be one of the areas.
That's the road with the three gas stations that all have the same exact price. Which always makes me wonder.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the competition isn't real there, I guess. Anyway.
I guess not.
My gosh. But yeah, so 208 through Wilson Canyon, commute hours only, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. starting Monday, and then once it's completely cleared, we'll be all good as far as that
goes.
If
that was the only route, what'd they do when it was...
Yeah. Up to 20-minute delays. So,
John, you were just going to ask what they did when it went when this first happened. Your way to get to Urington, the only way to get to Urington was to come 50 to through Fallon down 95, and you had to go all the way around to get from Smith to Urington.
Yeah,
and
the 95 going through like Fernley. That was ridiculous.
There are people who, when the when 80 is unpassable, they will go a ridiculous long route
up
to
Northern
70,
California. Yeah, through
to
Quincy.
Susanville and drop down, or even some people take the route toward Vegas down there.
And Phil always reminds people, if you're on 80 and you're stopped at Gold Ranch, which is where they turn you around. Do not, repeat, do not take Dog Valley Road. It is a dirt road that is not maintained, but your GPS and your Waze and all that will try and direct you through that. It's not good.
See, now you're going to put all the tow trucks out of business. Come on.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that show that was like Treachery on the Highways or something? It was like the tow trucks of Donner Pass. Do you remember that? It was on like the History Channel.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was a legit show. Yeah. I remember watching a couple episodes of that. Now, speaking of episodes, something you want to catch tomorrow right here, 10 to 11 a.m. on KKFT 99.1 and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 is Nevada Backcountry, starring our own Henry Evans. And they're going to be talking this Sunday. Of course, they're going to be talking about the Vegas shoot and indoor archery season. It's starting to, come to an end. They're going to be talking about turkey hunting if you want to get your gobbles. And, of course, they dip into some muzzle loader hunting as well. So it's a not-missed show tomorrow morning right here, 10 to 11 a.m. on KKFT with Nevada Backcountry and Henry Evans. So
yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be live right
well,
here.
Well, as we speak, and it might be winding down right now, there's a demonstration in downtown Reno. It's promoted by the Teachers Union. It's the Believe in Education rally. It's a push for more money to support public schools. Began at 10 this morning at the space by City Hall, which they call the Believe Plaza. Washoe County public school teachers are there. The Washoe County Superintendent Susan Enfield and School Board President Beth Smith spoke to the crowd. Governor Lombardo's proposed budget already increases education funding another $2,000 per student, totaling $2 billion for Nevada education. By the way, do you know the cost per student already is about $4,000?
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's expensive, especially when you look at other states that spend about $6,000 per student. But look it up. It's pretty amazing. $2 billion for Nevada education is what's in the budget. But Teachers Union President Kaylin Evans says that does not even begin to meet the needs. The union is demanding an immediate 20% raise in teacher salaries.
You know, I was just reading that Vegas fuel pipeline thing that you were talking about earlier with Lombardo. He's declared that an emergency.
Oh, that, yeah, that's right. Are you talking about the leak in the fuel pipeline?
Yeah, Lombardo okay. has... I guess here I'm taking a look at it. Anyways, it says that Lombardo declares a state of emergency.
State of emergency. For okay.
Vegas fuel pipeline closure.
I hope that doesn't raise our gas prices. But if this,
not.
If the pipes stay closed, it just might. This leak it stopped gasoline from flowing to Nevada and Arizona, primarily southern areas. The pipeline operator Kinder Morgan says the leak was discovered Thursday afternoon near L.A. and that the pipelines were then immediately shut down. And that's all they say. There's no words when they think it's going to be up and running again. But so far, the gas supplies are not affected. Although analysts, before this happened, have been saying, get ready for another increase in gas prices. Because the president unleashed a lot of oil from the strategic reserve. And once that runs out, then it will get back that temporarily temporarily lowered prices, so you can expect them to go back up.
I just
again.
Figured they were going to go higher now because it's like the year before an election. So now we got to figure out who we like because they're going to bring down the gas prices next year, right?
Why are you laughing?
Well, yeah, I guess the joke's on us, because I drive everywhere. But I will say thank goodness for Costco. So far on the gas. I used to think to myself, why do you sit in lines for that gas? But it does go pretty quick, and it's a lot cheaper. So yeah. I'm pretty happy that I got that car.
It's efficient. They get through them pretty quick.
Yeah. Now, yeah. My lady added me to her account. She was like, what are you doing not shopping here? I'm like, I've never got a car. And she's like, just go put your name on it. So,
yeah, it's worth it, I think.
It is. At least, and you know what's cool is I actually stopped there my first time getting gas, and I talked to the attendant. I'll let you in on a little secret. He said that the best time to go is either right when they open in the morning, 6 a.m., which mm-hmm. I didn't know they opened that early, between 6 and 8, and also at night between, and I think he said 8 and 6 and 8?
Yeah, the catch is at 6 a.m., the gas station's open, but not the store.
Right.
And as long as you're there, you got to go to the store. There's always something to get there. So.
Well, then don't go at 6 unless you're trying to beat the traffic and just go to work or something. But, mm-hmm. yeah, next week, do you got any guests lined up so far for us, John?
No.
No, okay.
Do we need guests? I don't know. It's up to folks.
Yeah, I don't know. But definitely we're going to have some people on at some point. I'm not sure exactly. One of my good buddies, John Olazetich, do you know him?
No.
He's of the Olazetich Family Ranch here in town. A lot of people know him as the Rhino. He has a camp out at Burning Man, but he owns Reno Carson Messenger Service.
Sounds like a colorful person
already. He is, believe me. This guy, so he was going to come on with us today, but I told him we were pretty full. He's going on a month-long trip to South Africa to some sort of rave or something. I don't know.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you find these people?
They find me, John. I don't know.
That's fine. He's in.
Right. Something happened to my screen. I'm not sure where we're at on time with the...
He's shutting us down, Jay.
Yeah, I guess so. let me see if I can get us back here. There we go. but our number, as always, 775-884-9910. Save that number, of course, throughout the week. If you ever want to talk to us here at KKFT, we'd love to hear from our fans. Of course, go and check out our Facebook page, Live and Local with John and Jay. Also, 99.1 KKFT has one as well. And just make sure... You go and check out the podcast as well. Here in about 10 minutes, I believe Craig's going to have the entire episode uploaded.
All right, folks, enjoy the game tomorrow. Can't wait. It's going to be a party in this town.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. And especially if the Chiefs win, you're going to see me flying right through town in all my colors. And, hey, if I'm doing Uber tomorrow, you might be in a Chiefs mobile.
You're dressing up the car again, huh?
All red, baby. It's Live and Local with John and Jay. Talk to you next week.